Words of today's Holy Gospel, please be seated. The brightness of God shone round about them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Christmas Gospel, that of Midnight Mass, again gives us those very consoling words, "Fear not." Whatever happens in the world, whatever fears, anxieties, or worries we might have, on Christmas at least, we can lay them aside. We can once again see concretely at the birth of Christ that God is in charge. He is much more mighty than any sin, any war, any horrible things which take place around the world. It was to the shepherds who were keeping night watch that the angel appeared and told that now the Redeemer is born. And as a good example to Catholics of all generations, the shepherds, immediately rushed to Bethlehem to adore this newborn infant. The first ones who paid their homage to the new king, they were not the mighty living in the palace, but the simple shepherds who were taking care of their daily or nightly duties. These shepherds, they were accustomed to poor lodgings, so the modest surroundings of a cave where Jesus was born, that didn't cause any concern to them. In fact, if our Lord would have been born in the palace of Herod, that would have been a very strange place indeed to these shepherds. It also says very touchingly in the Gospel that afterwards Mary was pondering all these great events and all these great secrets in her heart. One Christmas comes and then it goes away, and after New Year's we start another one, and that year also will come to an end, and so on until the end of the world. Even the greatest events of mankind we tend to slowly forget. But Mary, she never forgot the first Christmas, because it was much more important than just the birth of a child, which in itself is a big thing to a parent. This birth of the Redeemer was the culmination point of the whole human history. That history which until then had been spent in darkness, in the horrid results of sin. Now it was come to an end, and the time of light and redemption had started. Light is something which goes very intimately and closely with the season of Christmas. Of course, now the days finally start to become longer and the nights shorter. But it's not just the movements of a sun on the sky which shows us more light. No, the Christmas season starts this great season of redemption. First, the birth of our Redeemer, and then the starting of Lent, and finally the death and crucifixion of our Redeemer, and the final victory over sin. By emphasizing light and the victory over sin, in Church's mind, Christmas was not intended to be an emotional feast. Of course, it is that too. We spend that with our family. We celebrate holidays. We celebrate gatherings and the general festivities. So, of course, Christmas has touching emotional side. But to avoid the danger of that becoming just an emotional feast, we on Christmas also read the Gospel of Saint John, the beginning of it, which usually forms the last Gospel of the Mass. In this Gospel, the Church reminds her children that this little child who now has been born, he is truth himself. He is God himself. Christmas is the feast of the incarnation, meaning that God became man. The divine word himself descended from heaven to live with people whom he loves. And this God, this little child, he is eternal. That means that he always was, always is, and always will be. He is God, the Creator. And this light now shines in the darkness of the world. Whenever man tries to reach God by using just his natural resources, he is always in danger of falling into darkness and error. With his reason, man can figure out that there is God, but we even with reason, it is very difficult for man to find him, God. And that's why the true God, the true Creator, he descended from heaven to live with us, so that we wouldn't need to wander and go in darkness and in error. He is not only our Redeemer, he is our Teacher. And through his Catholic Church, he gives us directions and commandments, tells us everything we need to do in this earth, that we can see him forever in heaven. Because keep always in mind that it's not enough just to believe what the Church teaches. You also must act according to your beliefs. With our own strength, it's very difficult, if not impossible. But with the grace of a God, with which this little child carries with him, he lifts us up, he supports us, he redeems us, and pardons our sins. Darkness, no matter how heavy it is, it cannot conquer the light. Darkness and sin, they are results of pride. But the incarnation and birth of our Lord, that resulted from humility and obedience. Jesus humbled himself. He became like one of us in every other way except sin. Christ, he is not some mythical pagan hero or a great statesman like a president. He is now true man, and he is true God, and in him we place our hope, our expectation, and also our love. Because if we love someone, we want to do everything in our power to make acts which are pleasing to him. On this Christmas day, therefore, please recognize your dignity as one of God's own creation. In baptism, God himself has adopted you as one of his children. And it is not becoming to a child of God to wander in darkness and commit sins. He is called to follow and to follow his Redeemer and Father, Jesus Christ. As Catholics, we learn from Christmas that throughout this year and all the years of our lives, we will have nothing to do with darkness, but all and everything to do with God, our Redeemer. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.